We are expecting a huge fine against Google. And just to explain a little bit about what Android is, it's an open source operating system. That means it's free. Anyone can use it. For the commission, the problem is that Google imposes some pretty onerous contracts on the smartphone makers. Essentially, what the concern is that the contracts force the mobile phone companies to have Google Search as the default search engine if they want all the other great apps you use with Android. And that includes Chrome, YouTube, Google, Gmail. And then the other problem is that the company says that handset makers can't use an alternative operating system, a competing alternate operating system on the phones.
Right.
So basically, there's no choice
indeed.
If you want to use Android.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, first of all, do the phone makers care about this at all?
Yeah, the phone makers are actually getting a huge benefit with this, and we haven't heard from them as this is a problem. There's a they're getting paid, and there's a revenue sharing agreement with Google. So when you do searches on your phone, a portion of that goes to the phone makers. So it's a benefit for them, and that's one of the Google's main arguments, is that there's a balance here between the interests. Google gets billions in revenue, that's for sure, but the phone makers, they get to have all these great apps for free.
Now
And
you can
so,
yeah exactly you could and as you've explained it and once again thanks for that. Now you can understand the European Commission getting a bit antsy about this, obviously, but you know that it's not the reality of this, and I hesitate to put this to you, but let's explore it. You know, when I use my phone, I don't particularly care what operating system. I just use it. I use the phone. I use Google. I use the search. I'm not really interested in the deals that these people have actually struck between them. Is there a consumer concern about this anywhere?
Well, for the commission, it's basically you don't know what you're missing. What it comes down to is that if you've got an Android phone in your hand, you get all these great apps. You can download whatever you like. But are there other apps out there that aren't even being developed, that you don't even know about, that will never even see the light of day?
Right.
What if there's an incredible mapping service that you've never heard of?
Yeah.
Well, it's never going to get on your phone because you already have Google Maps.
Okay,
What
right.
if there.
Yeah,
Yeah, so
indeed, yeah.
you're there's a heavy degree of inertia here with consumers. The statistics that I saw is that only 28% of people actually download additional search apps. They can do it. It's all you have to do is go on Google Play and you can download whatever you like. But people just don't do it. They buy a phone, it works, it's great. And then they don't bother even changing the home screen.
Indeed.
And
So
that.
yeah, that's I mean that's exactly my point. I'm lazy. I suffer from inertia. I'm sure many people do. So right, how big will this fine be, and what will Google effectively have to do?
Well, Michael, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Yeah.
I can't tell you exactly the amount, but the last time Google was fined, it was 2.4 billion euros. The general expectation here in Brussels is that it's going to be more than that. We don't know how much more. It could be up to 10% of their annual sales, and there's no way that the Commission is going to do that because then you'd get above 10 billion euros. What can Google do? Well, first of all, they can appeal it, and I'm sure they will. They've said as much, and that means they have 2 months and 10 days to go to Luxembourg and appeal it. They could also ask the court to temporarily suspend the order, and that's a pretty high bar to cross. They have to show that there was irreparable harm, immediate and irreparable harm. Most judges are very wary of granting that. So they're in for the long haul in terms of fighting this. Meanwhile, they've got to comply. And the big question is, what are they going to do? Are they going to start charging phone makers for Android? And then you have this really strange situation where something that's free right now would all of a sudden, cost a fee. And the Google is saying, like, well, look, if phones are more expensive, Who's to blame for that? Is that the European Commission, or is that us?
That was exactly my last question to you. I mean, this is the problem, isn't it? That we will, if this ruling actually happens, we will probably end up paying more for our mobile phones.
That remains to be seen. Now, Google could say, well, you know what, we're going to find revenue elsewhere. We're not going to start charging phone makers. Phone makers, let's say if they do get charged, maybe they won't pass on that extra charge to consumers. They might find another way of absorbing those costs. Because, as I was explaining before, people really want Google apps. They've grown dependent on them. And so even if they have to pay a licensing fee for them, the phone makers might actually pay that and not pass it on.
Indeed. Matthew, thanks very much indeed. A complex issue. Thanks for explaining it. Matthew Norman there, senior correspondent and antitrust expert from MLEX, live in Brussels.